DNA sends different frequency signatures in health and disease. If you can learn and understand what these frequencies are in health and disease, you can literally learn how to instruct a sick cell to become healthy or an old cell to become young.
My brother, you're here in the flesh on Wake the Fake Up. How are you, Dr. Todd, in the house?
Yo, I love the name, Wake the Fake Up. So cool.
Yeah, we just want to snap people out of the illusion and the misery of victimization.
Yeah, we speak the same language.
Yes,
so cool.
We do.
Yeah, love being with you anytime, really, in this context or other, so great to be here.
There's only a few unique energy signatures in my life that immediately when I'm around them in the material or even thinking about them, I just explode in hysterical, uncontrollable laughter. And you're one of them. And I mean that in the deepest love and the deepest compliment ever. You and I have gotten into hysterical laughing. And even right before we started filming this right now, right, we were just laughing out of control. We have the same sense of humor. So I really appreciate that, brother.
Oh yeah!
Thank you for joining forces in the laughter codes.
Oh my God! Best medicine by far.
By far, hands down, not even close. So okay, so let's rewind here. Dr. Todd, what a creature you are on every level. You're a John Hopkins guy. You are running an incredible stem cell clinic out of San Diego. I've experienced your mastery. The technique that you're using are V cells, very small embryonic-like stem cells, and you're guiding it with a multidisciplinary light system using lasers to activate the cells so they can remember who they are and they become more potent and have more of a direction in the body. And I'll just say this before we get into details. I came to you through a mutual friend. We had a lot of mutual friends, actually. Amber, one of them, is like, right, our entire tribes know each other for the last 20 years, if not longer. And I had just recently strained my Achilles tendon, and I was very, very cautious with the Achilles tendon. You know, Kobe Bryant and a lot of my friends have had that experience, and I always have that imagination that's going to rip, roll up my calf and all that kind of stuff. And I end up coming down and getting treatment with you, and you guys took my blood out. And you were able to concentrate the V cells, and you guided it under your fourth phase light or fifth. You're in Gen 5 at that point. Mm-hmm. And you direct injected it across my Achilles, mm-hmm, 1, 2, 3, 4 quadrants. Mm-hmm. And for the next 3-4 days, I was in the most excruciating pain of all time, which is a good thing because the stem cells were activating my immune response to come and heal the zone. And within a week, I was brand new. I was dunking a basketball. I was sprinting on the beach. It's never felt better. So thank you. Thank you so much. And that was the perfect introduction to Dr. Todd. But other than that, Dr. Todd, who the hell are you? So people can understand what's going on with you.
Well, I'm so glad you're dunking. That's like the best part of the story.
Right?
That's awesome. Yeah. That is first jam.
Actually, I'm not reverse jamming. I'm doing like a basic tomahawk dunk. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just one of those things that as you get older, you lose a little bit of malleability, you lose a little bit of elasticity, you're not as springy as you used to be. I actually, you know, I feel so athletic right now. It's crazy. I'm doing things that I wasn't doing 10, 15 years ago. And I definitely, you know, contribute that to my practice and the way that I'm treating my body and the way I'm treating my mind and I'm treating my heart and my soul. Everything is all intrinsic to being healthy at the core. And so how did you get into stem cells? How did you get into what you're doing? Because you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I think we can have other conversations where we can get into shamanism. We can get into the electric system, the electric world, the morphogenic field. But in context of this conversation, how are you driven towards stem cells and creating these disciplinaries and these procedures and these modalities to help so many people?
Wow. there are a variety of versions of this story, and I'll keep it to a shorter version for this context.
Of course.
And the ultimate fork in the road was when I finished almost all of my medical training, which was at Johns Hopkins in Georgetown, where my highest level of training was actually as a specialist in pulmonary and critical care. Mm. So I was trained to take care of critically ill patients with multiple failing organs in the ICU. And along the way, there was this observation, and it had to do with the HIV epidemic, where there was a realization that we could apply fundamental physics to biological systems. And the core idea was that the nucleic acid of HIV might somehow fold differently than human nucleic acid. If there was a structural difference, it would have a different natural frequency, which is the core concept in physics, that every structure, literally from a bond between two atoms to a crystal wine glass that can be shattered by the right note to a bridge, that if the wind comes at the right frequency, it'll cause waves, and if continues, it might even knock it down, to a whole planet, actually, that everything has what's called a natural frequency, the input rate at which the energy will build in that system. And if there was a vibrational difference, in theory, we could create a vibrational way to inactivate HIV.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So that's where it began. And I guess for your viewers, I probably know that I had a vision because I went to medical intuition school, basically. I was inspired to do that when I had these ideas, came to California, because there was a lot more innovative thinking.
Sure.
And in a Kundalini class, where we actually did it with a partner to describe our experience, we ran different colors of Kundalini, and we got to the highest frequency of the rainbow violet. I felt like Jodie Foster in Contact.
Oh, wow. That was a great movie.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Much punch the wormhole.
Yeah.
And came to a new dimension.
That's right. But it only lasted 7 seconds on Earth time.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Yeah. But the camera kept running.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And my vision was seeing the guardians of the gate with the warning of the responsibility that came with the information. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I went through, despite the very graphic warnings that they gave.
Sure.
And what I saw was a room filled with DNA, mm-hmm. as though you had literally taken the DNA in a nucleus and filled a giant room with it. And there was this type of telepathic communication, which is the description that the understanding of DNA is correct but incomplete. Mm. DNA is not only this huge information library of how to make all the proteins of the body, literally the sequence code, it's also, in its structure in the cell, a supercoil. So it's not just a double helix, which is very iconic, that wraps around histone protein, so it becomes a cloth and a coil, and then that further wraps, so there's supercoiling. You have these supercoiled structures and movements of charged molecules around it, and it basically said we're creating the dynamics, for all intents and purposes, of a radio transmitter.
Mm.
And any structure, as you know, that's a transmitter can also be a receiver.
That's right.
And the code was that DNA is constantly communicating throughout the body, not just by chemical signals, which are slow, but by instantaneous
thoughts, emotions, sounds, frequencies,
exactly.
Everything. This is the identification of epigenetics.
Right.
The environmental setting dictates how these genes express, what turns on, what turns off,
mm-hmm.
right? And was that an aha moment for you? Were you like, oh, wait a second, my mechanistic linear thinking and the educational system that I've been giving, that these proteins and these dinucleotides have a set of instructions and that's it, did that change and open up your framework of what you believe this world to be?
It was revelatory.
Okay.
I was like, really understanding a non-locally directed system that was deeply informationally encoded that could be influenced. The core message, based on the understanding, was that DNA sends different frequency signatures in health and disease. And the final admonition was, if you can learn and understand what these frequencies are in health and disease, you can literally learn how to instruct a sick cell to become healthy or an old cell to become young.
Oh, that's interesting. cells that are disease states have a specific frequency. Cells that are thriving and expanding and are healing have a specific frequency. So the observation as a scientist is to identify what those frequencies are and how to keep the system, you know, I would say almost encompassed by those frequencies so that the system stays in a high state and is not drifting off to disease. Is that somewhere what your mind was thinking? How do we uniquely establish this?
Well, my mind was more the specifics of how we identify the codes and how we create the health and rejuvenation codes.
Okay.
And as you're describing, there are a multitude of vibrational healing techniques. Pulsed EMF, binaural beats, different kinds of music, just chanting and meditating is creating, you know, vibrational patterns. And this was really more precise to the concept of how do we inform DNA of the transformation that we're looking for? How do we intentionally override what might look like a dysfunctional state to create a more functional state? Hmm. How do we reverse the aging clock so we can have a lot longer to aspire to our potential?
Right. Well, what did you find? I mean, we're in the 21st century right now. The industrial capitalization has taken over the world, right? We're also in a high technologically advanced society. We'd like to call that. I don't know how advanced we are because of the technology. I think we've almost, you know, de-evolved in certain capacities and faculties. And everybody is busy and everybody's doing a million things and nobody's present and nobody has taken the time to fully understand these concepts that we are a collection of crystals within us that are oscillating at a certain hertz frequency and that there are frequencies that are unharmonic out there that are taking us out of, you know, our ability to heal and rejuvenate and get younger. Instead, they're driving us down towards a cliff with no brakes on, off the, you know, the beaten path towards disease. And so what is it that you are inspired to do to bring to the world to give more clarity on that? Because that's part of my life's mission, is to just pull out what the poison is and identify the poison, but also what are other things that we can replace it with?
Right. The concept that radical alignment is more about subtraction than addition.
That's right. That's the true detoxification.
Right.
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always asked, how do you properly cleanse? You know, and is it this exotic strategy? Is it chelation? I mean, there's millions of ways. And the first and foremost, it's, you know, remove what you can that's causing a toxic load.
Right.
And that's could be your partner. Could be
physically or emotionally.
Yeah, exactly. It just doesn't stop there. It could be anything, right? Even your thoughts, the way that you're manifesting your reality could be the biggest source of your toxic load. Your source code could be taken over by a parasite or a virus. And so there's truth to that. So right now, so you have that awareness, which is so beautiful and cathartic, I'm assuming. You're in school and all these things. But now it becomes limitless. Like you become almost like there's a God state there because you're so connected to the other side. The veil has lessened. How did you pull that into stem cells? Let's get into stem cells. Mm-hmm. And because I want this conversation to be about how can someone approach their life and get healthier and younger with immediate results. That's what people want to hear right now. People want, even the people in the holistic community, they want an allopathic procedure, mm-hmm. which is interesting. And I think there's, you know, of course we want that. We want to get there quick, but we have to understand how it works to a certain degree, at least to a, you know, elementary degree. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what it is that you're doing at your clinic. Tell me about stem cells. Tell me about your stem cells. Tell me what they do in the body and what are some other things we can do to put all these things together so we have a faster rate of healing.
Right. Well, I love where your thinking is going, and our mentality, just like yours, is that the biohack is the stack. That there are layers of things that you can do biochemically, emotionally, mentally, and with spiritual practices to put all the layers together to up-level.
Right.
I think both of our attitude is, wherever you're at, the goal is to up-level. And then when you get there, well, up level again. And
never stop.
Right. Yeah. All in.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, you chop wood, carry water, you become enlightened, you do the same thing over and over again. It's the practice, it's the ritual.
Right.
It's the destination. It's not this a final destination.
Right. It's the journey, the process with an underlying principle. And to summarize it in a way that shows the mentality, and to take the discussion further, what we invented was a new type of laser waveform that does something completely new that functionalizes an incredibly powerful type of stem cell. And the simplest way I describe what we do is we convert the output of a laser, which is waves in phase, which creates by addition an amplified wave. We combine the waves exactly out of phase, which creates something pretty extraordinary because the vectors cancel to visible waves in, invisible light out. And the residual of light is these little islands of light within the darkness that also go much more deeply through the body. The pure vector sum zero form probably goes all the way through the body from one side to the other. We've had four people in a row with a laser going through their brains. Even the fourth person felt it.
Wow.
So it's about getting a signal through the body, which hasn't been possible. We use a wavelength of laser that only goes about 5 millimeters or 1/4 inch through tissue if it's not put in this form. So we create the form that not only is uniquely able to awaken these powerful cells, but can also then direct them where to go. The really interesting thing is that another way of showing that wave pattern is the waves in phase by going in opposite directions. And the wave going to the right is conventionally viewed as going forward in space and time, but even in quantum mechanics, the wave going backwards is not just going backwards in space, it's going backwards in time.
So you're, in essence, based on that theory or that postulation, you're reversing the timeline on these cells?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're remembering and recalling what they were?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's one theory. I mean, it's hard to prove.
Sure.
The bridge between the theoretical physics and what's happening at the cell level, other than we see the cells get better.
Mm. Define get better.
Well, the first experiment was one where we passed the beam through a flask of stem cells and they all lined up where the beam had been. That was our eureka moment because no other technology had ever so profoundly directed the localization of cells, including causing them to stick together, which is critically important. With stem cells, you need to get them where you want them to go, but they have to stick and stay there. That's how they get the messages for what that tissue needs, so that they become a neuron in the brain or heart muscle cell in the heart. So that was the eureka moment. And then we got the resources to build a much higher frequency device tuned for HIV. And we create a similar type of waveform. And we applied that waveform to the cells. Not only did we, just with the carrier wave, reduce the production of virus by 80%, the appearance of the cells went from swollen and sick to looking nearly normal.
Interesting.
So it's like we literally reversed the time course of the appearance of the cells.
Just taking the laser through those cells?
No.
Or is that putting the laser through the V cells and putting the V cells back in the body?
Those were experiments just with human CD4 cells and monocytes that were infected.
Got it.
That was before the stem cell.
So that's just straight laser.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the goal was a pure vibrational way to neutralize HIV.
Yeah.
With no adverse effects.
Right.
What a concept.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? Like without deficit to try to achieve something.
Right.
The allopathic drug way.
Exactly. And the waveform, if you look at it another way, light also has a polarization state. So in a full cycle, it goes through 360 degrees. So light coming towards you is actually going in a polarization spiral.
It's elliptical.
Right. Yeah. So what we've created is a polarization spiral anti-spiral. So the waveform basically has the same geometry as DNA.
Interesting.
Which suggests it'll talk to DNA, which was the original intention.
Yeah, wow. Okay, that's fascinating.
What happens with the V cells which is the short name for VSEL, or very small embryonic-like stem cell. This was another revelatory moment, because I knew when I started working with stem cells, we would figure out a way to make the stem cells young, to elongate their telomeres. And when I discovered the research showing that early in gestation, we make this very powerful stem cell that is pluripotent, which means it can make any other type of cell in the body.
Yeah, so let's define that. So pluripotent means that stem cells can become a heart cell, can become a, you know, liver cell, it can become other organ cells, it could be skin cells, all of that.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'll explain the hierarchy, because there's a lot of confusion. But so I got stem cells. Well, stem cells is dozens of different things. So just for understanding, it starts out with embryonic stem cells, the first 30 cells, and they're called totipotent. They can make a whole new body, 30 cells, 30 new babies, if you put them in the right environment.
Which has probably the most vital force at that point, because the potential of that is so vast.
It's massive.
Yeah.
However, they're at risk for forming benign tumors called teratomas, which can be giant cantaloupe-sized hairballs with skin and teeth and nails and muscle and bone, which isn't great.
Wow.
So just past that is pluripotent. Those no longer have the risk. It's been proven that they don't form those weird benign tumors. However, they still have the attribute that they can then make everything else. So from pluripotent, you have the three germ layers, endoderm, mesoderm, and ectoderm, which then form all the different tissues of the body from those layers. Mm. And then you have stem cells from those three layers. The popular ones are the so-called mesenchymal stem cells, or MSCs, like are harvested from fat.
Yeah.
Well, that tissue wants to become cartilage, bone, muscle, fat. And it will be predisposed to make those tissues. It can be forced to make other things, but it just wants to become those things. And then there's single tissue stem cells that can become just a particular type of cell. So when someone says they have stem cells, well, whether they own for some source or they're from another source, and which in this hierarchy were they? The most powerful and safest is going to be pluripotent, because they can make anything. The other factor that's really important is that these VSELs, the VS, the very small, is radically important, because they're really, really small, only 1 to 2 microns.
Wow.
And the lung capillaries are also very small at 6 microns, but they're quite small enough to pass through and literally go anywhere and everywhere from head to toe, whereas the MSCs we just talked about are 12 to 30 microns. So even at the smallest size, it's hard to squeeze a 12-micron ball through a 6-micron tube.
Sure, they can't cross every barrier.
Right.
Just on a size issue. Well, how does the pluripotent know what to do, what to become? How does it get its instructions?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's already been shown with the VSELs that depending upon the chemical environment that you put them, depending upon which chemistry they are growing in, it will drive them to become either nerves or muscle or pancreatic islet cells to make insulin. So what happens in the body, there's two main factors. Say a cell gets directed into the brain and attaches to neural tissue. It has cell-to-cell communication to direct it, but it also has the chemistry that bathes it from the outside. So there's the cell-to-cell communication and the chemical microenvironment around it, which then directs what that cell should become.
Okay, so the environment will know where that cell should become and what it should do.
Right.
Right, it has its own innate intelligence.
Right. Well, it's kind of cool, because I believe one of our friends is Dr. Bruce Lipton,
yeah,
whose landmark book, The Biology of Belief, really talked about his early work in epigenetics, where depending upon the environment they put the stem cells, it directed what they became.
Yeah.
So this is the natural extension of that.
That's beautiful. So what are people looking to expect and achieve, and what are you seeing with these types of treatments?
Mm-hmm. The elegance of this, these cells, the part we didn't mention, which it's still mind-blowing to me, actually, that at around the time that we're born, these incredibly powerful stem cells that can make whatever we need go to sleep.
They go dormant, or they go senile.
They literally just go into hibernation.
Interesting.
They go into metabolic dormancy.
Okay.
And because they're dormant and not metabolically active, they're not dividing. And because they're not dividing, their telomeres aren't shortening, so they aren't aging.
Oh, interesting.
So
it's just like fasting or caloric
like fasting.
Restriction.
Yeah.
Right.
Or even more poetically, like Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
They just go to sleep and they stay young until they get the signal to awaken and do something.
That's right.
And our process is quite simple, as you experience. We just draw, for the basic age reversal treatment, 6 tubes of blood. And from that, we separate, concentrate, and get ready for the activation step. We do the activation step with the laser. And in the study that we published from Manchester, England, we show that the number of countable cells increases by over double almost immediately. And the cell counts that we achieve in the product, which is the plasma that's been cleared of the red and white cells, which gives plasma, platelets, and these sleeping stem cells, which stay asleep unless we wake them up. Once we awaken them, it's roughly 1.5 to 2 million cells per cc. So the protocol is delivering reasonable ballpark 60 to 80 million, potentially as young as newborn caliber, way, way younger biologically than the person, that are small enough to go anywhere and everywhere and can turn back the biological aging clock.
Wait a second. Okay. So these dormant cells that are sleeping, that have been hibernating since birth, that are in their raw state, through the technology of the laser, we are able to activate them and wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, now these cells that are sleeping, are they sleeping in people at all ages currently? So someone who's 20 versus someone who's 50?
Published studies have shown that the count remains constant throughout life. So if someone's a newborn or 5 or 10 or 50 or 100, it's roughly a similar count.
Is there a reason why? Why would the human, our evolution, have these cells stay in some type of latent dormancy throughout life?
They do serve as a reserve pool, but not always dormant. So under big stresses, like a heart attack or a stroke, or even
cancer,
a motor vehicle accident.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I've actually seen published literature for, I think COPD as well.
Okay.
That the cells will come out of dormancy and do a repair. So say the person who has a heart attack that recovers really well in a few weeks and there's no significant or any evidence of damage, that's probably the person where the cells really woke up well and did
what
a huge job. Yeah.
Yeah. Do these cells regenerate?
In all likelihood, they do. So at least one hematologist with whom I've spoken believes that they have a set point, kind of like you have a set point of your hemoglobin or your platelet count or your white blood count, that there's a mechanism, even though they're mostly dormant, occasionally they may come out of dormancy for a stress. And in all likelihood, there is some sort of set point. If you removed half the cells from the body, and we're estimating you'd have to do about 50 of the types of treatments that we do to get that far, then one replication would restore them completely.
Got it. Okay, that makes total sense. Okay, so you're restoring these dormant cells, these dormant stem cells. They become pluripotent. They are inherently pluripotent.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're putting it back into people's bodies, either direct injections on certain injured areas or systemically through IV.
Mm-hmm.
What results are you seeing from the average people? Let's not talk about people that are dealing with any pathologies, but just the average person like myself wants to come in there. And let's just talk about myself, actually. I went to your clinic.
Well, you're not an average person.
Well, I was blown away. I actually posted the results. You know, I was like, this is crazy. You know, I 40-year-old that did a true diagnostic test, which is testing everything, methylation, inflammation, all kinds of stuff. It was a pretty tedious test. And it came back and said I was 24 and a half. And it had me on the graph as like the lowest tested biological age for someone in that age bracket. And I was blown away by it. And it was extraordinary. And it just gave me more confidence to keep doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so, well, let's take me out of the equation. Let's just say somebody comes there, you know, they're a little bit run down. They have inflammation in their body. Maybe they've had a few kids. Their diet hasn't been all that great. They're not exercising to the way that they should be exercising. They don't have breath work. They haven't been drinking clean Lemurian spring water their whole life. I mean, who knows? Whatever it is, they're not on Symbiotica,
right?
And you know, they just want a reboot. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing with these types of individuals?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything you would associate with being biologically younger.
Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And the one other part that I haven't mentioned yet is that as we're infusing the cells and for a laser guidance period of 20 to 30 minutes after, we actually use the laser to direct the cells to where that person would most like them. For their circumstances, what are their priorities, highest through least? So we can actually increase the probability that the stem cells go where we want them to go.
Interesting.
And we have a general anti-aging protocol, which focuses getting them to the central nervous system and the major endocrine system. Pineal, pituitary, thyroid, thymus, adrenals, and gonads are optional. These cells have been shown to be able to make new eggs and new sperm.
That's an extraordinary, extraordinary statement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're under the system that, you know, once a woman hits, you know, 42, 43, you know, she's not manufacturing, she's not creating eggs anymore. Right, mm-hmm. They're not dropping anymore, and you're seeing something different.
We had one interesting experience of a woman 15 years postmenopausal who 1 month later started having ovulation symptoms again.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so you are igniting the endocrine system and turning it back on. You're turning back all the chemical messengers, all the signals, and all the glands. Okay, so then someone who's not...
To really answer that, what do we see in general?
More energy.
More energy, better cognitive function, better athletic performance, greater muscle response to exercise, particularly weightlifting, better physical endurance, and improved physical senses. We've had a number of people see 2 to 4 lines better down the eye chart, even within the hour.
Wow.
I think you'd like this. We had a woman who was 70, even though I don't like talking about ages, I think that's a limiting belief as well.
Absolutely. Age is but a number.
Right. And I think we're going to actually create a dissociation between the number that we call chronologic age and what we expect the body to be. That's part of becoming the warrior of agelessness. So she basically got a couple of treatments and said, well, now she's reading 20 books a day. And her trainer says she's the most fit she's been in 10 years since she started training.
That's hallelujah medicine right there. I love to hear that.
Right.
Yeah. It was, you know, at the end of the day, what are we talking about? We're talking about gaining function. We're talking about redeveloping your faculties and becoming back to your old self, mm-hmm. or your new self. Mm-hmm. And that's so exciting because I, you know, it's kind of what I live for right now is just people that are, you know, degenerating, they're becoming miserable. And the more miserable they become, the more they're escaping. The more they're escaping, then they're becoming part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And economically, spiritually, financially, all the stuff that's happening right now in our world, at the core of it, mm-hmm. is our health.
Right.
You know, you cannot connect to spirit if the body is dying, if the body is failing. It's a tandem operation here.
Right. And it's about the whole life discipline that a person is pursuing, but is their real objective.
Yeah.
To give metrics to it, we started doing biologic age testing, like the one you described, about 2 years ago. And when we didn't have before and after testing, what we saw is if someone hadn't had a treatment, they were generally biologically as old or older as their birth date. Wow. That was usually the case. There were exceptions of people doing a lot of the right stuff, the super biohack stack, as you would call it. But in general, we didn't see people younger. And if someone had had one treatment in the past 5 years, they were 3 years younger. Two treatments, they were 6 years younger. And most interestingly, 4 treatments, 12 years younger. So it's almost linear, 3 years of biologic age reversal cumulatively per treatment.
Okay, so I need to come in. I need to do 3 more treatments. That means I'm going to be 12 years young by the time we're done. Okay?
Emotionally or physically?
All of it. All of it. I'll always say emotionally 12, but with an ancient Jedi master harnessed within me.
That's
really impressive, and that's incredible. How do we make this so, you know, everyone has access to this, and everyone can see this and be able to experience these things, and they don't have to travel, you know, to Bolivia and do exotic things and trust organizations that I don't really know much about, and, you know, but how do we do this?
Well, the procedure that we do follows all the FDA guidelines for what's allowed for the use of your own cells.
Right. You're not culturing cells here and growing them. You're taking them directly from the sample.
Right. And giving them back within 4 hours, actually usually way less than that. So what we are doing is allowed. We don't have approvals for particular treatment indications, though we're beginning to have discussions about those areas where we have seen benefits.
Sure.
For things.
Yeah, of course.
Which is a process.
Yeah, of course.
And we can't make any public
direct
statement until
anything,
we
complete
that process and say, you're approved.
Yeah.
And that's it. We have our mothership clinic in Carlsbad where we do a lot of innovating, not just with stem cells, but all the things that we stack it with for the optimum results for a person.
But what are some of those other things that you stack it with?
If someone gets a 3-year biologic age reversal, there's still maybe many things. We focus on detox, optimize the biological terrain, do the things that may restore the gut condition with leaky gut. Mycotoxins are a big issue. Lyme is a factor that we sometimes address in a medical sense.
Absolutely.
We are medical doctors after all.
Yeah.
And so part of it is cleansing the biological terrain just for a clean biological landscape as the cleanest slate you can to start.
Right.
Then the rejuvenating effects from the stem cells, literally we're seeing age reversal. And then we provide an individual supplement program that includes the type of mentality that you have in Symbiotica.
Sure, yeah.
Of having...
No, you guys do an excellent job there of understanding what people's needs are and understanding bio-individuality as well, which is really key. Some people might not be able to methylate properly. Mm. Some people might not be able to regulate homocysteine. I mean, there's so many different markers to understand.
Exactly.
You truly not do it with, you know, blindfold on.
Right.
I actually really appreciate that about what you guys are doing. Because my whole thing is that if you want to go 10 leagues above, you got to reach your plateau and then do that big event.
Yep.
Right? Don't be in a toxic mess, toxic soup, you know, completely lacking of nutrients, filled with debris, and then want the home run. You won't get it. Maybe you'll get to first base when the whole time that could have been a grand slam.
Right.
It's really, really important aspect to know about health.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although controversial, we're pretty big on peptide therapy, as I think you are.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of them that have various purposes and different ways to stack and cycle them for optimum results.
Right.
And there's dietary regimes, training routines. Mm-hmm. And then there's the stuff beyond that, more of the awareness, conscious stuff, different styles of meditation, Qigong, energy practices, even martial arts practices that develop super sensory and other capabilities. Mm. I was like, how can you optimize a terrain, turn back the clock, and then literally give 3 years to do all the stuff you would have liked to have done to be the newest, best version of you?
This is what it's all about. This is the future of medicine. This is the future of life. You know, and through all this, alchemy becomes someone becoming their own doctor. Someone becoming their own scientist, someone becoming, you know, trusted in their own ability to practice self-love and say, you know what, I'm freaking worth it. And this is where we need to be going. We can't be approaching health in this twisted, trying to hold on for dear life and taking what life comes at us. This is going after it. And it's not just about stem cells. It's just one part of it. Mm-hmm. It's an important, potent part of it, but you can't have that without everything else falling into place and really stepping into your power.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about the complete individualized stack of things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're now treating a whole wide range of the audience, right? Mm-hmm. I know that you and I actually have worked with some of the same athletes.
Right.
And so it's been incredible to see their eyes after, you know, taking 10 years, 15 years off their career and coming back into it full force. And it's really magnificent to see that. And I'm really excited about possibly working with you and creating with you and doing some really cool projects together where we can integrate what it is that I do and what it is that you do. Mm-hmm. I certainly want to keep going down the exploration route of treatments. I did do that one treatment almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly due for another, and probably we should film that and really study the biomarkers and see, you know, all of them from, you know, tumor necrosis factor and IL-1, IL-6, all the inflammatory stuff, CRP, all these different things, and really just do a full biological test and see exactly what's going on. I think that's really important for people to see that with their own eyes.
Right, like do a complete biochemical and cellular profile at your baseline, probably do a stack, including the stem cells, and everything we would put with it, nutritional, metabolically, and so forth, the whole package.
Yeah.
And then check it again after about 3 months and compare the before and after.
Let's do it. We should make it like a mini documentary. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that, you know, could really open up the eyes to so many people that want to see what this entails, what it looks like, what it feels like, and bring them in. I'm a perfect person to do that with you. Mm-hmm. What's right now inspiring you about what's coming down the pipeline? Mm-hmm. What are some of the new modalities and new things that you're working on? I know that you love methylene blue, and I know that you love some other cool things. Is there anything out that's standing out right now that you want to jump into real quick? Because this will be the first of many conversations with you, Dr. Todd.
Mm-hmm. I'd say one of the things we're having fun with are new types of IV stacks.
Okay.
And that includes not just, for example, IV methylene blue, but it works even better if you stack it with vitamin C, big dose, you get this totally body cellular euphoria.
Interesting.
And of course, NAD, and we found a way to precondition that so it's easier, smoother, and creates more neuroregeneration. We're even working with pre-treating that or administering other types of peptides even before the methylene blue.
Okay, interesting. So let's talk about the nicotinamide, adenine, dinucleotide. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with NAD that's a little bit different than a standard NAD drip?
We sometimes give it intranasally.
Okay.
So you can kind of do
straight
it
to the brain?
Everyday thing, straight to the brain,
which
is kind of fun. We also have access to patches that you're exploring, which can give up to 800 milligrams.
Transdermally, NAD.
Transdermal.
At that dosage?
At that dosage.
That's phenomenal. What's your using like DMSO? It's a carrier or... How's that working?
It has to be fresh, prepared, and frozen right away.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And it can, there's a little battery pack that creates a
sonic wave?
An electric wave.
Yeah.
So it's kind of electrifying the transit across the skin, and it can be paced over 4, 6, or 12 hours.
Wow.
So given over that period of time, generally there are none of the NAD-like visceral effects that can occur.
What's your take on ingesting and metabolizing and having the liver geotag some of these nutrients versus intravenous or even transdermal? That's a topic of discussion. I get that question all the time. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
It all depends on the system.
Or what we're talking about, the actual product, right?
Right, because every organic compound has its own particular structure, its own balance of what we would call lipophilic, where is fat soluble versus hydrophilic, where it's water soluble. That'll determine how readily it tends to cross the skin if you're talking about a transdermal, then what do you put it with as carriers?
Yeah.
And then ultimately, if you're really doing it, what are the tests that you're doing that are showing relative transport and bioavailability, which is often more difficult. Sometimes you have to go by just how people feel. Like,
sure.
I generally feel.
Eye test, yeah.
Right, yeah, right. So taking this dose, I usually feel like this, and taking it this way, it's not nearly as good, or it's about the same or even better.
Okay, interesting. What's your IV stack right now? What are you doing? Tell me what it is right now that you're doing to stay young, stay into genius mode, and activate all your potential.
So a really cool stack is to do a good dose of BPC-157,
okay.
About 6 milligrams.
Systemic?
IV.
Okay, yep.
Followed by starting dose to those that don't have a contraindication, 25 milligrams of methylene blue.
Okay.
But I tend to go more in the 50 to 75 range.
Yep, me too.
Mm-hmm. Followed by, actually, this is probably pretty innovative and I don't recommend it without physician supervision. We actually like to use procaine.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing that lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a,
that's giving you a little bit of a boost.
Well, it's neurogenic.
Yeah.
It actually can really amplify your senses. The last time I did it, felt like the volume of my hearing was doubled.
Wow.
People talking to me, it sounded like they were shouting for about an hour.
Interesting.
Really interesting. And then that's preparatory to having a much more comfortable and enhanced experience with the NAD. I did about 600 milligrams, and that was further stacked with about 33 grams of vitamin C and other micronutrients.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I definitely want to try that.
Yeah.
It's
a good stack.
What are we doing? Let's go.
Well, we had an IV party a few weeks, so we got a bunch of people together and stacked it up.
Yeah. Those are the parties, too.
Right.
Some people are, drinking till 6 a.m. Some people are stacking it with nutritive compounds and IVing together.
Yeah.
And drifting out into outer space and other
different
ways of blasting out of the material and into the ethereal.
Exactly. And I would like to come, because I didn't really say when we actually have had before and after testing
biologic
age.
Yep.
So now that we've done that, we have a group of people that we call the Rejuvenauts, coined by my...
The Rejuvenauts.
Yes.
I like that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The warriors of rejuvenation.
Yeah.
And this was my colleague, Dr. Douglas Estrada, who did this in our clinic. He's a super doc that is a master of injections.
Okay.
And the practice of doing this regularly, and we generally experience that the peak regeneration effect tends to be around 3 months. So that's about the interval that I do these protocols.
So you stack for 90 days,
well,
and then you hit the stem cells?
Well, we're always doing the stack.
Yeah, okay.
And you're cycling the stack. But okay. in terms of doing the age reversal effect with the V cells, we usually do it every 3 months.
Got it.
And so we have a group of people that have been doing it 2 to 4 times a year that are anywhere from about 12 to 18 years younger biologically than their birth date age.
Incredible stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's keep it going. I'm ready to
Yeah.
12 again.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
Good things happen then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's for me, and I think this is a really important perspective. The world has swallowed the anti-aging bug because of vanity.
Mm.
It's hyper-materialism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm generally speaking with that's really, you ask people what they care most about, it's what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, my desire and my awareness always comes from how you do anything is how you do everything. And so, for example, I realize that the moment that I'm chasing financial gain is the moment I'm never going to find it. So instead, I am embodying what I love to do. And with that, the side effect is abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with vanity and beauty and aesthetics and physical health. I'm not chasing those things. But I'm also really focused on being in my peak performance mm-hmm. and being a pillar in my community mm-hmm. and being able to take care of my friends and family. Mm-hmm. And the side effect of that focus is having good aesthetics, good health, beautiful skin, all those things. Mm-hmm. And so it's really directional on how you choose to go after certain things. Because I think that there is a stigma out there that people that are into this type of lifestyle, that are into these types of things, that their whole goal is they just want to, you know, be this live forever and it's all about looks and all that. It has nothing to do with that. I know for you, it's about being strong, being in your mind, being in your heart, and being able to connect with so many beautiful souls and just have a loving community. Mm-hmm. That's really the force there.
Right.
And a higher potential to learn more and to discover more and having mm-hmm. this eternal quest for knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that right there is why I respect you so much and why you've become, you know, a big part of our community and why we love you and honor you in our home and we'll always break bread with you and create things with you is because I know that about you. You're not on the corner at some spot in Beverly Hills, no offense to all the plastic surgeons there, and just trying to, you know, get people to feel a little bit better about themselves. And that's no knock to them, but this is a little bit different. This is more going into the internal health codes and activating longevity sequences within us.
Right.
Yep.
And it's not even about how long we can live. It's about what part of our potential can we achieve and just having more time to do it.
That's right.
And a stronger, fitter, younger body.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So with that, I really appreciate you showing up today and sparking a little bit of your magic. There's so many rabbit holes that you and I can go down. And this was an impromptu conversation, but I hope everyone got a little bit out of this and can feel the impact that is potentiated through this conversation. And I'm going to definitely be possibly working with you and making a mini documentary. I think that's something that can go explode worldwide. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're ready for that. I think this conversation alone might, you know, inundate you with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, I can say from firsthand experience, I've had an incredible time at your clinic. Everybody there was outstanding. I felt truly, you know, stronger and recovered a lot faster after that procedure with my Achilles. And since then, I've sent a lot of people to you that have been really happy and happy with the results. And I think, you know, there's layers to this. We can keep going and really take this to the next level.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that mentality. And our general idea is creating a new gold standard, the best of the best that we can layer together and then improve upon that.
That's it right there. Mm-hmm. That right there is, you know, we're busting through plateaus.
Yeah.
And you truly never know how good you can feel. Mm-hmm. You know, the body mm-hmm. adapts to stress and it adapts to pain and it conditions you to limit you, right? Mm-hmm. Just so you're not in misery thinking of what it could have been. And that right there is a beautiful thing that the body does, but that's also a very limiting thing. Mm-hmm. And our potential to feel and experience is so vast. And this life counts. So don't think about this life, what the heck. No, this life does count. So again, thank you for being here. I appreciate you showing up and taking some time on Wake the Fake Up. I look forward to future conversations. And let's get me to 12 years young.
Hooray! Awesome.
Thank you. Big love, Dr. Todd.
Yeah.